Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
I re-listened to the episode today. I had to go into work, so I had to do it in the car, which sucked. But I didn't realize until re-listening that how annoyed Bachman really was of having to chase that stick.
In our defense, look at your character.
In our defense, you were very funny for the rest of the episode.
Yeah,
you were really funny.
I know that this doesn't really follow like the timing, and it would have been better if I did this earlier, but I thought of a visual gag, which I'm empty. Hold on. Ugh.
No! Oh, that was very funny.
Wow.
You got to come to the Twitch streams, gang.
You have to.
Yeah.
It just looked like Bachman is drinking piss.
It looks like.
Every single Tuesday and only ever on Tuesday.
Yeah. Twitch.tv. That's the only thing he's allowed to, or he'll drink too much.
But it was like magic, though. It was like magic piss. He filled it so fast.
The pressure would have blasted out the bottom of the bottle.
You've never pissed next to Bachman? He has to... It's fucked.
He breaks the back of the toilet.
He shoots backwards.
They don't even use those hover like hoses. They just use Bachman's hose. He's just pissing and like shooting people around in the sky.
Fucking jetpacks. That is true.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah, like in the water. Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah, BTS wrote on one of
sometimes
those.
Sometimes when we're in the pool, we're like, hey, Bachman, can you hand me a thing? Just throw it. He's like, no. And he shoots forward like he's riding a fucking orca. At SeaWorld.
I heard he power washed his house last year.
You ever take those pool noodles, you know, where you play that game where you each blow on one end?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, wait, you didn't have it up to your mouth.
Anyways, twitch.tv/geeklyinc. Every single Tuesday and only on Tuesday at 8:45 or so, you get to see these hilarious antics.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
We're on our way to Barry's Hut Lodge.
I cut the head off. I get down there with my rapier and I literally do it just like a dot matrix, and I just
that's
like
horrible.
Ding 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 ding, and it's so fast, and it's
all
just
right.
Like brrrr,
all
and right. Then I just like rip it off, like perforate it.
Oh.
Can I take an ogre's finger, which I assume is kind of stick like, and shake it in front of Beholder Doodle and say, Beholder Doodle, good boy.
Yeah, you can try to deceive him.
Wait, deceive me into what?
To chasing the stick.
Go get it, boy. Go get it.
Off I go.
Chuck, is that you?
Ah, you son of a bitch, Barry. How you been?
Hey, the whole group's here.
Beholder Doodle notices Barry for the first time. Goes.
So, Bachman, can you lead me on the psychology? Why does Screech do that?
Don't start questioning it now after you make me chase a stick. You're too late.
Well, thanks, Barry. Don't want to take up too much of your hospitality, but...
I fart, so we leave faster.
What the fuck? On our way back, we'll try to sell you on just at least visiting Rhymeford to see how it goes.
It's a village. Basically, there's a bunch of very low huts. They're kind of look like they're dug into the ground a little bit, almost cave-like in a way.
Hail and well met.
Hello. Hey, what you got there? Are those ogre heads?
Yes, we were hoping to trade for some of your delicious bear meat.
You have done us a great service, and I shall bring you to Armel. He makes the mead.
He rolls out two big old barrels of beer. I guess it's mead.
Oh, do you want to throw one back?
Hell yeah, baby. Absolutely. I feel like everyone around me does it.
I drink it slow and
savor
it, baby.
You take a sip and it tastes terrible, and then you wake up a few minutes later.
Great job. Most folks like you are out for a solid hour.
Well, pleasure meeting all of you. I hope it's not too forward, but would it be okay for us to come back at some point? Us and Rhymeford had some issues happen recently, and I think the neighbors got to stick together. Persuasion check. 14, Michael DeMauro.
He hands you a basket of muffins, and he goes, "You are welcome back anytime."
Well, thank you, and I hope to see some of your fine kin down in Rhymeford. You're welcome as well.
This is a great day for the Bear Village in Rhymeford.
I agree. And then I like turn around and go and say, fucking nailing it consistently.
Maybe we should be ambassadors of Rhymeford.
Yeah, I think I just gained another level in Peace Cleric because I'm doing it again, you know? Shit.
Yeah.
Do we technically have the authority to invite them to Rhymeford, or?
Who's going to say no to us?
No one stopped Chuck from doing the donkey parade, and that worked out.
Oh, did it now.
Well, okay, it didn't work out, but not for the reasons that people told me not to do it. The donkeys got loose.
They waved to you.
Well, my back is turned. So.
I flip them off.
Do that. Mika, take that back. Please take that back.
I'm joking. I don't really flip them off. Sorry. You know, it's one of those things that you just do to friends. They're like
grabbing it out of the air like somebody just blew you a kiss.
Oh, and also they pin a leak to your lapel because that's what everyone's doing.
A leak?
A leak.
A leak? An L-E-E-K?
The vegetable?
Yes.
Okay.
Like Doctor Who style?
I don't know what that means.
He had a celery on it.
That's not a leak.
Well, that's celery.
Yeah, but it looks the same from a distance.
I'm gonna kill you. Thank you.
It's leak day.
But what does that mean?
This celebrates the day 400 years ago when we had an excellent leek harvest, and it saved us for the winter.
Well.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Do you have any other special days? Like leek day?
Every day is special.
Oh.
Wait, every day is a holiday?
Yep.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow we go down to the river stream and collect pebbles.
Pebble day.
Do you have a calendar that we could have?
It's, actually we use this large stick here, and that is our calendar. Mm. It is a big, big stick, and it's in the ground, and it just has a bunch of notches on it.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how the stick works.
Yeah.
Well, it has been wonderful being here at your village, and I hope to see you again.
All right, then. You guys can go.
My back has been turned for like 4 minutes now.
Yeah, we're fucking off.
I walk away.
Oh, Celine's still there. She just turns around and everyone's like 20 feet ahead of her.
In our defense,
power walk.
We were added a leak that we weren't aware of.
Yeah, that did get thrown at you at the last second.
Very stressed.
Well, gang, I think that went great. I think the four of us, and I look over at Beholder Doodle like, yeah, fuck it. I guess the four of us really do good work. Beholder Doodle, you're new to the gang, but I feel like we have a kind of a rotating fourth chair, you know?
I usually work alone, but just this once, it was nice to have some sidekicks.
Are you going to stay with us? He can stay with us, right? And sleep at the end of the bed?
Beholder Doodle sometimes sits, but he never stays.
Stop it!
And then I vanish off into the woods.
What?
I usually don't do this, but again, feeling chaotic and punchy, I'm going to do a perception check on our boy running to the woods.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck.
He's gone already.
All right, roll stealth.
You have a really good stealth. You probably have a better stealth than I have perception, even though I've got a very good perception.
This would pretty much only target me, but there should be a penalty to rolls if you forget to have your character sheet open.
I forget it a lot, yeah.
Oh my god, my stealth is +9.
Well, your stealth is better than mine.
And it's going to be higher. 14 plus 9, give or take math, 23?
I got a 11 plus 8.
Sweet. So you disappear into the dark.
Shit. I lost that little guy. All right.
Damn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You hear Screech's just shitty, annoying voice.
Guys! From the same direction, or do you do like a weird loop?
Oh my god, the fucking same tree. Guys, and it's like I totally realized that when Screech was new, I played him as like this like suave Bruce Wayne type,
like a Bruce Wayne.
And now he's just a fucking bumbling clown.
Well, the stress of his double life—it's like that.
It's starting
like
to wear on him.
All those episodes of Saved by the Bell where Zach was on two dates over and over again.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to live a double, and like,
trust me, I know.
In your situation, like triple, quadruple, there's been so many versions of you.
If you kill one of your lives,
real you?
Yeah.
Screech,
I've been looking all over for you guys.
Did Beholder Doodle tell you where you were?
Who?
Beholden Doodle, like the coolest new person. Beholder Doodle. Why do I say that every time? I love this. I'm beholden so much to this doodle. Beholder Doodle.
I've never heard of him, but I'm relieved to hear that it's Beholder Doodle and not Beholden Doodle, because that would have been confusing.
You didn't see a guy dressed up in an outfit run just right where you were?
You mean the squirrel guy?
No, he's been gone for...
Drop Bear?
No, they've been gone for upwards of days.
They might be dead for all we know.
You talking about Man-Ant?
I'd never forget Man-Ant. He was a big one.
Selene would like to make, like, eye contact with Screech and make, like, a gesture. I'm like, kidding me? Like, really?
Screech is making very obvious, like, stop it!
I'm just curious now what me doing that, like, what kind of a role that would
what
be.
What are you trying to...
I'm trying to be like, are you really still doing this? I'm like trying to like,
is that a persuasion?
Maybe
intimidation.
I don't know.
You intimidate as in you should feel shame.
It should be a shame roll. Yeah.
I think there's a case to be made for that to be a form of persuasion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would call it persuasion.
Okay.
With a religion check.
I want to roll it.
There is no God here.
Not that great. 15.
So would I be rolling performance?
I assume like a wisdom saving throw to stop a deception.
I don't like that because I only have +1, but I'll do it. 12.
You've basically, you were trying to convey to him that you disapprove.
Oh, well, Screech already knows that.
Yeah, like contested roles amongst players does get vague, and you kind of got to be careful not to like... Well, I told you to go shit, so your character has to go shit now. Maybe since Jennifer rolled better than you, you feel it harder than you expected. That seems within the realm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Do you cringe a little bit like a dog's that is in trouble?
This is cringe.
maybe the tail, oops, the tail was still on, and it does go down between my legs, and I'm like, and I like quickly tuck it.
Just a quick tail tuck. What the? It's crazy, you shouldn't be out here. Did you follow us like a little weirdo?
I mean, I thought we were going to hang.
It's been 2 days.
I mean, every time you try to hang out with us, you just leave whenever something bad happens.
I don't know if you know this. I'm very rich, and I have a lot of things to do.
Mm.
A lot of business things.
Then why are you here? We're 2 days out from town.
It's because I haven't had anything to do for the past 2 days.
So you don't have anything to do. You're just bored. I get
well,
this,
usually,
guys.
Usually I do.
What about the next 2 days?
I mean, I got to go back, I guess.
Isn't the OT going to be here in like 3 or 4 days with the mine order?
Yes.
Shouldn't you be making sure the mine's running good? Why are you out here?
I've got people for that. Do I have people for that, Michael?
Not with you.
Ugh. So I do have people for that, though. But
I mean, I guess Granona technically works for you.
Yeah.
And we kind of yada yada the knocker situation. Mostly because it probably wouldn't be interesting for us to get in the weeds on how that would work.
Like, all right, knockers, you need to mine this much, you know, every day.
Yeah.
But I assume that we had a chat with them and they're making progress.
Why don't we check in?
Yeah.
Keep with us, creature, or else you'll get eaten by like a bear or something.
Ugh, I hear that.
Okay.
Up top.
No.
Shake.
Down low. Sit. Paul.
Can I get a perception roll from everyone?
Oh, I'd love to.
Michael.
Nat 20.
19.
14.
19.
Wow, those are great rolls. You are able to make it through the forest without any problems whatsoever.
Woohoo! We survived.
You're like so good at this.
We're so good at this.
It is. Very early, like the sun is about to come up, and yeah, you are home. You made it home. You can go night-night and
hit that long rest.
Take a long rest.
Okay.
Sick.
You are met by one of the town guards.
What's up?
They offer to bring the meat back for you if you want to.
What would they think is happening?
They just know that you guys are bringing meat for some reason.
Mm. Yeah, take this. It's for drinking.
All right, then. Thanks, governor.
Does Reinford have, like...
a governor?
No. does it have, like, a fence around it?
Or the fence?
Or, like, a, you know, a wall?
Mm-hmm.
No. The, there is a castle.
Okay.
That is a fortified place, but...
I was just curious where the guards were standing, where they were.
In the middle of the meadow?
They probably do rounds. They probably walk up and down the main drag there. It'd
be difficult to defend walls with all the grapple points around here anyway.
Yeah.
Place is lousy with them.
And broken windows.
Yeah, they just have, like... the like those hunters like towers.
So you it is the next day, I guess.
I go sleep.
Night night.
I sleep from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Could you imagine actually getting 12 hours of sleep?
When I was sick, I did it.
So Celine.
Yes.
You get a knock on your door in the morning.
Okay. Celine, like, bolts up because she's, like, pretty tired still. And she's got, like, she grabs her, like, robe to put on over her nightgown. And she, puffy eyes, answers the door but doesn't, like, fully open it all the way.
It seems to be the waiter whose name is Meat.
Meat!
And he has a tray of food.
This is really nice. You don't have to... Bring this. Did someone ask you to bring this?
Oh, that's okay. I thought, you know, you all did so much for us, and I just thought it'd be nice if I brought you some breakfast.
Oh.
You saved the town.
Oh, well, thank you, actually. Celine takes it and, like, kind of seems, like, confused almost, like, surprised.
Sir Rex Yalos would like to see you later today when you have time.
Oh, well, thank you, Meat.
Thank you.
And he bows his way out of the room.
Celine sits down at the little desk in the room to eat her little breakfast.
Mm.
There is a knock, I guess, on, let's say, Rourke and Chuck's door.
Amazing. I'm experimenting new types of sausage rolls. They're not good.
I'm asleep.
It is one of the town guard. It's Clint.
Hey, Clint.
Hello.
You sound so lively today.
Oh, thank you. Sir Rex Yowlos would like to see you at some point today.
Well, does he want to, like, meet somewhere? Or is he going to, like, be somewhere specific that I can walk by where he could see me?
I'm not. You ask a great question. I'll be back.
He leaves.
I don't think he's coming back.
And Screech probably just gets a note slid under his door.
I chew it up.
Along with the typical, you know, silver domed whatever plate that has your fancy breakfast on it.
That's a big ass hole under the door. Shit.
Yeah, all of it. It comes straight through.
The crack under my door is so high you can see my dick.
The dream.
What's the note say?
Eat this food.
You will be big and strong.
Eat all of it. Be a good eater.
Basically, you're cordially invited to a meeting of the minds with your buddies from Rhymeford. So, later today, you need to meet with Rex, but you can do whatever you want.
I'll do that. Fuck it.
I tell Chuck, but I don't know when, and so I basically just wake him up in a hurry and say, Rex Yowlos says we need to meet him. He needs to see us.
Ugh, okay, fine. I guess we'll go now? I don't know, shit. Help me with my armor, I'm tired.
Okay.
I gotta look good.
We have a whole routine where there's some birds that come in and Chuck sits up and Rourke and the birds put the thing on and we sing a really dumb song that's like dawning song.
This is my foot, this is my foot, this is my hands. It's my other hand. Let's go around and say what our characters look like now. At this point, Chuck has been less quote-unquote casual because his daughter keeps dying every other day. So right now he basically just ties his salty black and gray hair up into a messy bun and then has like sort of a casual plate mail, not a giant knight plate armor, but just sort of like leather armor with like plates in it, if that makes sense. So, but bulkier than he had previously. And definitely bulkier than he had in the first handful of episodes. Again, he's anywhere between 6'2 to 6'8 hobgoblin, depending on how Nika and I feel about the size of our characters. I want to be taller than her, so we kind of go back and forth. I mean,
we grow. We
grow together.
Forced perspective for everything.
So he has sort of a reddish orange skin tone, smaller tusks, elfish style ears, and kind of like a square jaw. Big ass belly and a shield on his back and this cool ass mace. And I kind of had an idea, Michael, that the mace, as I like clean it a lot, like on the way back, it kind of at first just looked like a gnarled, club, so to speak. But as I've cleaned it more, it looks like several vines wrapped together. The closest my mind palace could think of is think about when you open up a ramen packet and how they're all together. Mm. So it's like, it doesn't look like all vines wrapped together, but when you get so close, you see they're so infused and entwined that they are. And like, I'm thinking that that's what it is. It has little bumps that aren't thorns, but that little bumps provides a little extra ouchy stuff. And maybe it makes a cool noise when I hit someone with it all like creaking together. And in my mind, it was like, imagine trees swaying in the wind, but get rid of the wind, which is kind of close to the Crashings. Sound a baseball glove makes when you kind of twist it.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I could not sleep for a couple nights, so I'm dabbing on our podcast.
Rourke has very bedhead. She doesn't brush her hair. So it is just a very messy...
Ever?
Maybe not for the past 7 days, not since she's come back alive.
What does it smell like?
Patchouli and sausage?
Yeah. I'm gonna guess patchouli.
Yeah, you sort of...
Personally, I love the smell of patchouli, so I'm down with it.
It smells great. It's very earthy, meaty, a little bit of spice, because sometimes they're spicy sausages.
Mm.
And has very long elf ears, kind of an orangish skin tone with a little ogre toofies orc. Yeah. Wait, yeah.
Tuskies?
Yeah, tusks.
I mean, I guess like, you could say they're ogre-like. I don't know. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Ogre-like orc tusks.
Maybe that's why you're so tall. So good.
Yeah, who knows what the half is?
Yeah, we have not talked about your mom a lot. I think we let Michael decide that, or I don't know.
She's a real ogre.
She's a huge fucking ogre.
And I think, you know, since it's been a whole 12 days, and I'm going to say that we are transitioned into fall, Rourke has some ratty, tattered leather pants and this very long, like a tunic sweater that's all like ripped and shredded.
Oh, hell yeah.
That she, it's the one she dyed in, but it looks like way cool. So she wears it.
Whoa.
This is my blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost winter. It's late fall.
Ooh.
Very exciting times to be alive.
So Celine is still like mostly looking the same as she was before. She's got the Theonite collar around her neck, which is kind of, you know, gold band. She's wearing like fairly like practical dress that comes down, you know, like just at her ankle. She's got sensible shoes on and like a cape. But now that it has gotten cold, she's upgraded her cape and it's got fur on it. And she has one of those little like muffs to put her hand in.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
Keep it warm.
I fucking love Celine's muff.
That's what they're called.
May I please investigate your muff?
Can I put my hand in your muff?
Is that good merch? I don't fucking know.
Screech has, I think it's no secret that Screech Echo has not been sleeping. He's living a very hard life of being a superhero by night and rich by day. And so he's definitely like, he tries to like put himself together, but it's like when you try and like do your hair, but using the product that you put in it yesterday.
I hate that.
It doesn't quite work. And he's got a bit of a stink to him.
Oh no.
He's still trying to put on those airs of, you know, being like a really like of having a lot of class, and but it's clear that this double life is really getting to him. Clear to you, the listener, no one else realizes he's living a double life.
You look normal.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Screech, you actually hear a hurried, rushed knock on your door.
Had to think about what clothes I was wearing, whether I was going to bark at that, but I do not, and I answer it.
There you see Gertie, the little minor girl, stable girl, and one of the guards comes running, is running down the hall. Clearly she has sprinted past him. And it's Clint, and he goes,
"Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm gonna take it and whip her right now. Don't worry, sir. I'm so sorry she bothered you."
Whoa. No, nobody's getting whipped right now. What seems to be the problem here?
I'm sorry, Mr. Echo. It's just that I went to the back alley in the middle of the night, like you told me, and I didn't meet the...
Absolutely, and this is not a lie, did not tell you to go to the back alley. I told you to go to the well-lit lot across the street from the police station.
I tried that one, too, and...
I did not go there. Screech says extremely loud. I was not anywhere near there.
But you said that the masked man would meet me there.
Listen, you are not doing you or me any favors here. What's your name?
Yes, sir. You want me to beat it like I said?
I'll tell you what. I'll give you this $1 to not beat her. And to just let me handle this.
You want me to leave then?
Get the fuck. I'm rich so I can talk like that. Get the fuck out of here. Please.
You don't want a chaperone or nothing?
We will be standing in the hallway talking.
All right then. So Where were we, sir?
I don't even know anymore. What was your name?
Gertie, sir.
Gertie.
I don't have any parents.
You don't have any parents? Do you have a...
No.
You have a legal guardian, Gertie?
Nope. I'll live in the stables.
What if...
I believe we said Cannonball was my guardian. He's the biggest horse.
Okay. What if... And this is a question that both Bachman and Screech are asking. What if Screech adopted Gertie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that weird?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Why would that be weird?
I don't think
so. Now Gertie has a legal guardian. That is me.
Take the child.
You don't have a house.
I believe this is when wards were a thing, right? Like,
yeah, this was like a thing back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, the ward wouldn't live at his house. He'd like set her up somewhere.
It'd be a nicer stable.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, let's, but I want to do it through the legal process of making somebody a ward.
Rex Yalos walks up, and he goes, hello, what is happening here? Do you want this child beaten?
Why
did you have
to beat this
it's
child?
It's the best.
Oh my god.
I do appreciate that you threatening to beat this child, like, makes my decision, like, more morally correct.
It does, absolutely. You have to save this child. Everyone's trying to beat her. Yeah,
Michael is the soldier standing in front of the guns and you laying in bed of, like, you're not going to get yelled at. It's me trying to beat this child so much.
You are falling out of sword for me, and I appreciate that.
He's a good DM.
No, don't beat this child. Have a dollar. I want to... I want to officially make this child my ward, if that's what you want, Gertie. And then I'll tell you all my secrets.
Oh, I would love that so much, sir. That would be the greatest thing in the world.
Okay.
And Rex goes, really? That's what, you want that?
Yeah, why not? I'm rich. Yeah.
All right, cool.
I got tons of wards back home.
All right, name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you're good.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, this is the child I love the most.
Yeah, all gods are outlawed, but the Catholic Church is alive and well. And,
yeah.
Drunkaros West, yeah.
Is definitely part of this campaign.
I would bring Gertie inside, be like, all right, Gertie, here's the deal. I'm Beholder Doodle. You got to get... Yeah.
No way!
Yeah. Let's not spend a lot of time on it. You got to pick an animal.
Right now?
I take your time, but it does have to be very soon.
All right.
Nightfall is in hours.
And I hope you can sew.
Can you sew?
I hope you have your own budget, because I'm not paying for your own comic representation of your character.
Just because there's a trash can around the corner.
Yeah, she's an intern.
With discarded ideas.
This is great. This is the reason. This alone is the reason to do a live stream. I'm just looking at the chat right now. I was like, I can't name a single animal. I don't know a single animal.
I've forgotten about what animals exist.
What am I, a zoo major?
Michael, name an animal. I don't think there are any.
Bread.
He just passes out.
Bread. Boy, do I kind of like horse the most.
Horse is funny.
Well, yeah, because that's what she knows.
That's her dad.
Some of these animals would be real complicated. Cobra, I think, is right out, because I would insist on it just being a fabric sleeve.
No, Cobra, you can have a cool hood.
Yeah, but you'd have to slither.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Is mayonnaise an animal?
Oh, my head.
How about either, horse or mayonnaise, or maybe a ferret.
I'm serious, it hurts.
A ferret is good, though.
If you were gonna pick one, which one would you pick? Should I call you Mr. Echo, or should I call you Mr. Beholder Doodle?
What am I wearing right now?
I think you said you were wearing a robe or something, weren't you?
Michael, I'm asking Gertie.
Michael, can you get the fuck out of this conversation? I'm talking to Gertie right now.
You're wearing a bathrobe, so
Screech. Not specifically when I'm in my bathrobe, but if I'm not in costume,
all right,
you'll refer to me as Echo or Dad if you want.
Really?
Yeah, fuck it. I don't know. Not in like a weird way.
All right. Well, I have to go because I'm going to go cry now. But this is the best day of my life. I love you. Bye, Daddy.
Okay, go start working on your horse costume. Don't tell anyone who I am.
She runs off.
I really feel like Bachman is encroaching on our father-daughter content. We're going to have to get matching outfits now.
It's kind of our thing.
So does anyone want to do anything else before meeting with Rex?
Euro.
We get euros or?
Yeah, euros on the way over.
Okay.
Because they're across the river, so.
That's just a different type of sausage, if you think about it.
That's so true.
I guess maybe there is a Euro stand,
mm-hmm.
which we've never discussed before, but...
I think it's in the map.
It's there.
Yeah, it makes the world a little more bright, you know?
It's not on the map, but it could be.
It might be on the map.
No, it's on the map. It's 14, right next to the graveyard. Go to the Euro stand next to the graveyard, not near the one by the meat market. Trust me. Wait a second.
All right, so you're munching on your gyros.
Yeah, they have french fries in them.
Whoa.
Oh, that's the best way.
Mm-hmm.
That's next level shit. And you get to the castle-y place.
Yeah, we probably like pass Celine in the way, and I rip up half my gyro, which don't know how I would do that in the real world, but Chuck manages it, because I think he has probably like weird long fingernails for some reason.
Okay.
And hands it to you. Hey. Oh. Hey there, Stretch. What the fuck does that mean?
Thank you so much. I actually already ate.
No, you haven't had anything like that before. Garen goddamn to you.
Okay. And Celine, like, kind of, like, does her head, like, how do I eat it? And then she, like, bites it, and it, like, the juices, like, go down her face. But then she's like, oh, my God, this is really good.
See? Get the one by the graveyard, not the meat market.
Graveyard. Okay.
I love how you now shoehorned two separate Euro stands.
Yeah, two of them. Yeah, they're rivals and they hate each other.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's like
everyone in the town has a favorite one. It's very
maybe that should be the pod. Can we pivot?
Euro wars.
I don't think it's too late.
Yeah.
You ever invent a magical world so beautiful? There's two Euro
Screech
stands.
Dies.
I mean, you could say Screech holds his breath till Screech die. You can say that.
No one can stop you.
You can't stop me. Yeah,
Screech head and toilet.
All right, so you're at the castle, and you were brought in for yet another meal.
I just fucking ate. Why didn't you not to? Rourke, why'd you not tell me? I got these euros. I had to cash in three favors to get these for free.
Well, I would have just distracted him and then switched the euros.
Stealing's wrong.
No, I would have left something comparable. It's bartering, and it's just trying to move away from a capitalistic society. Why do we need Screech's money whenever it doesn't even do anything?
Well, yeah, Screech's money doesn't do anything, but the other money does. But that being said, you are right, and I support you on this quest.
Is Screech there?
Not yet.
Okay. Because he would be really mad.
Fuck it, I could eat.
So they bring you in, and there's Screech, and there's Rex, and he goes, welcome, the heroes of Rhymeford.
What's that, a little louder?
Oh, Chuck, you've always been a hero to me.
Stop.
You have succeeded once again. We got the mead in, and our friend is happy. And I should be good for a few more weeks.
I take a big bite of the spaghetti in front of us.
Is it regular spaghetti, or what type of sauce is it?
You tell me.
Oh, God.
Because we're kind of like collaborating right here, you know? So.
I'm going to go, I think it's a thick, hot fettuccine Alfredo. Ooh. But not
now
like
that
a...
that is not spaghetti! So you ruined it!
Sorry. It's, it's Alfredo spaghetti.
I'll allow it.
But from a jar, so it's like not like
we can have whatever we wanted. You know, whatever you wanted.
And the spaghetti is just a little too done.
Ooh, a little mush. A little mushy.
I think Rex sucks. I don't know why, but I think he sucks.
Wow, Rex
now, sucks. And technically you putting flaws in it makes it more real and beautiful, and I'm just mad for Chuck, but Tim is happy about it because that makes a more beautiful world. Thank you.
Do you guys like your Alfredo spaghetti? I made it myself.
It's weird that they call, you know, spaghetti based off the noodle, not the sauce. So we are smart here.
Well, that's just the way they do it in Italia.
A place that exists in our world.
We all move on quickly.
Where is that? Is that a city around here?
Hmm? So, you have succeeded once. Wow. Great job, everybody. You're on fire.
That one was easy. I mean, it was literally just go talk to some people, but the bear folk seemed to like us enough. We took a little bit of a sample of the mead. And are you sure that little guy that you got hidden away, or I would say if there's no guards.
There's no guards.
Okay. Are you sure the little guy can handle this stuff? We each took a little shot of it and passed out.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is nasty. It is, he loves it, though. Mm. He just gobbles it down.
Got it.
Does he have a problem, or is he okay? He doesn't just
I think this is very normal.
Okay. Hmm. Great.
It's very totally normal and fine.
Well, has he enjoyed the gift? Is he stronger?
He's sleeping it off right now.
Is that just part of the process? Like, he drinks a lot, and then he sleeps it off, and then he feels better when he wakes up?
It seems to be. I mean, I've never kind of done anything like this, so who's to say? He'll go real ham, and he'll just go glug, 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 and, then he'll sleep for a couple days, he'll wake up, and, you know, on to the next one.
So what's the plan here? We're just gonna hide him for years?
Yeah, until he's ready, you know?
Because the OT's gonna be here between 4 to 6 days, I forget which.
Yeah, we'll have to hide him. We don't want them finding out.
Yeah, he's quite hidden, but there's no reason, right, that they would look. I mean, Screech, Celine, what do you think? Are they going to inspect the mine? Or are they going to just take the stuff and leave, do you think?
They'll for sure inspect the mine.
No, but the dragon's here, right? So, not in the mine.
Right, but
there. Well, and so the mine is all cleared out?
I believe we had the conversation with the knockers.
Now, you said there were some hook horrors down there as well?
I thought we killed them. Mm. You guys didn't run away from yours on your special episode when Nika and I were there, right?
There might be a few left, but it's like pretty much cleared out. Like, but it's mostly dealt with. I mean, I don't think that the OT cares if there are still some hook horrors down there or whatever. As long as they get the Theonite. That's really what they're interested in. Right. And that the Theonite keeps flowing, you know?
And the knockers will provide us with extra Theonite, so that should, you know, help us, right?
I absolutely.
But we can't give them too much, Rex. You know how it is. They'll be so curious about why we have so much. We need to stockpile it.
Right.
In case something bad happens again, because I don't want to do anything bad and against the Emperor, may he sit upon his throne in the sky forever or whatever.
Selena's like kind of looking down and like moving food around her plate, like, and like staring like, in the direction.
Covering up your Theonite.
Yeah, exactly. And like putting my cloak up around my neck.
But we don't want to have another situation like this again where they send a fucking OT member like this one here and I tussle your hair. And then I'm like, I'm just kidding. But then I take a big old meatball off of your Alfredo spaghetti and put it on my plate.
Big old white meatball.
My old white meatball.
It's chicken because Rex is looking out for his heart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm joking. Here, take this big ass pickle in mine that you can have too on yours because that's what we're eating because we're storytelling together.
Thank you.
But we don't want another OT member to come out, so we need to stockpile some of this extra Theonite, right?
I agree. We don't want to, and we just don't want them having more of it. You know, we want to hold back as much as we can.
That seems like a foregone conclusion, though, right? Like,
yes. Agreed.
Well, what do you, I mean, what, are you going to use it for something?
Yes.
Did we tell you about Lucy? I forget.
Lucy? No.
Yes, they're Rourke's friend.
I'm going to need another big old tanker of this chocolate milk before we talk about this.
Okay, I do feel like Chuck would drink a tanker of chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk like, Rourke, can you make me the chalky milk the way that I like?
No, you make it good. I make it bad. I look at Rourke to explain the situation because I don't frankly entirely understand it. I mean, you should probably tell him about Lucy, right?
Lucy's so cool. They have the ability to make anything, anything. If you want to shoot someone in the face and have it heal them, they will freaking find a way to do it.
What?
Oh yeah, they did that to me. Yeah. Do you have anything on us that we could show him? I forget.
I don't know if I have one, but I'm going to say I have one. I take out one healing arrow from Lucy and I just shoot Rex in the face.
If you were really cool, if that was turns out it was not one of those arrows.
Yeah, Michael's like, you do not have one of those.
He's dead. He's dead.
No.
Yeah, he does. He falls over backwards in his chair because he's so freaked out.
Then has a heart attack.
And he pops up and he's like, "That's it. My face is gone. How did you do that?"
It's so cool. Well, she uses like all of these things, but I'm trying to work with her so that we can develop one that will deliver a sausage roll right to your mouth.
Scared the shit out of me. I spilled my chocolate milk.
Will it also cause a blinding pain to shoot through me before it feels good?
Probably. Wait, the sausage roll? They always cause blinding pain to shoot through you.
It's usually blinding pain when it goes out. Oh, yo, yo, yo.
All right. Well, this seems like so we're going to wait for the OT to get here. And what else? What else are we doing?
Oh, and Lucy trains ants.
And Lucy trains ants and shoots people in the face. All right, we should talk to this Lucy person for sure. I would like to meet with them.
Fuck it, I'm free.
I hate to be nosy, but you just mentioned that you had use for the theodite, and I am curious.
Oh, sorry. The use would be to keep it away from the OT.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Hmm.
She's cool, right?
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
I just...
Enough.
Good I'm not point. Gonna... Well, I'm just wondering if this is gonna bounce back on me.
Yeah, probably.
And, like, I guess... I don't know.
You're cool, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell them anything that's happened here. And actually, Michael's side note, would I be nervous that people from the OT would be able to, like, pick up on the fact that there is a dragon here?
I mean, that's a choice that you can make for sure. I think there's plenty of reason to think that could be a thing.
Yeah, okay. So, I think that before the OT comes, we should probably have a bit of a discussion. Because I think we need to make sure the dragon is pretty far away from the surface.
But he is, though, right?
But, like, I don't know if we could build some sort of a blocking cage around it. I don't know. I just...
He was behind a big-ass door. Am I wrong?
There is a door.
It is big.
I mean, there's no reason for them to go there. But I just...
Throw, like, a blanket on them.
I guess... You think that's gonna work against...
Why would
OT?
They go down to a random basement? The castle's not even near the mine.
They do connect, actually, down below.
I know that everywhere downstairs in the basement connects everywhere else, which remind me to fill up the holes in our house.
What if we put the dragon in the cellar of the goblin pit?
Well, they'll probably stay in the goblin pit, so...
Oh.
Tim's memory of where this dragon is feels very secure, but maybe I read too much into it.
I think it is, like, under Rex Ellis' house, right?
And it's not a house, it's a castle.
It's like a castle, yeah.
Yeah, it's a castle, secret alchemist lab, and then even more secret thing after that.
Okay.
Right, so in a weird way, the alchemist lab is, like, good quote-unquote bait. It's like, you got me, I was hiding
that's
this,
true,
but even
true.
Then, you know...
That's true.
Being safe is not bad. I just feel like there's, from what we have heard, there's probably nowhere safer.
Yeah,
other
I guess
than
I'm just,
throwing a blanket on them.
Right. I'm just like more, like thinking what would Celine reasonably like
right.
think
yeah.
would need to be dealt with. So
safer's good.
So I won't say anything about this. I'm not trying.
You fucking better. Jesus Christ.
I won't. And you guys won't say anything to the OT about... Well, let's just say you tell them that I've been a model OT adept.
I mean...
Yeah, I can
okay?
lie. Yeah, I can lie. I love it.
Yeah, I mean... Totally. We can totally lie.
That, like, not model. Like, I've been pretty helpful here, actually.
I mean, you're helping to form a revolution, but...
No, I am not.
I mean, you are.
I don't see it that way. Agree to disagree.
What if you're not starting a revolution, but instead you're just joining the band?
That would be a decent code.
Sure. Wait, no, I don't... Listen, I'm not trying to get fully entangled in this any more than I already am. So.
And we're not going to do a revolution. Come on, Rex, that's silly.
Yep, that's silly. All right. Well, I think that's a great place to stop this lunch. And this episode.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Twitch.tv/Geekly Inc, where we stream every single Tuesday and only on Tuesday at 8:45 p.m. EST. The fine folks in chat right now have a few more moments to type #live. In order to win some beautiful potential die hard dice. It's basically a little Cody boy. You put it in there. You get a little kissy kissy. If you don't win, which you won't statistically, you can go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and you get 15% off your entire order. The fucking holidays are coming up. I think dice are a fun gift to get to people.
They are.
And our special Dracona Arita dice come with its very own dice holder tin with our little logo on it. It's gorgeous. So dieharddice.com. And then Dracona Arita Dice.
Sick.
They're so cool.
Congratulations to Mustard Eats.
Mustard Teats.
Or Mustard Teats. Gross. Congratulations to Mustard Teats. You have won the Die Hard Dice giveaway.
I would like mustard to come out of a teat more than milk.
Oh,
squirt
it
out.
Think how easy you could squirt it on a bread if it was like just from like a nipple stream. Yeah. Just like a
I've never been like, I wish this thing had more people milk on it. But I've always been saying I would like more mustard.
That's so true.
I wish there was more mustard.
I wish there was more mustard.
You need more mustard.
I love mustard.
Gosh, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Die Hard. Thank you, everyone in the world. Every single person.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For existing.
God bless us all, everyone.
Aw.
Even the bad ones. No, not the bad,
no, not the bad ones.
No, I don't bless them.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter for now, at Geekly Inc., at D&D Podcast. I don't know. We're going to be in Hive?
Someone took our...
Is it still a thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, people are on Hive.
I'm in denial. I'm still in denial.
I ain't doing shit.
I've been on it for a week. I think I've checked it 5 times. It's hard to remember.
I'll be Tim 42069 before I, you know, go to secure my name. I'll give a fuck.
So check that out. Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. You can find me at Thrifty Nerd, and you can also check out my YouTube at youtube.com/thriftycrafting. That's where I do crafting, and I'm almost done with this little dragon boy that I'm making right now. He's got wings now.
Oh my god, he's so good!
Ooh.
He's got little wings.
I love him.
That is awesome, Michael.
They're not painted yet. I gotta paint the wings.
That's cool.
You can find me, Tim Lanning, on Twitter at Tim Lanning. You can also find me every single Thursday streaming at twitch.tv/geeklyinc at 2 p.m. where we play a modified version of Rhyme the Frostmaiden with some folks. It's super fun if you need something to do during your lunch break at work or your second monitor at work or your fucking kids won't shut up. You know, throw that on. It's a dang good time. You can jump up in any episode because we're such a silly billy group of folks. Also, we have a special Andor edition of Bounty Buddies on our feed as of
Andor
right now.
What?
Oh, that's such a good joke, Michael.
So bad. You got your ass.
Dude, it's so bad. I'm sorry, Tim. I'm sorry. That was rude and uncalled for. And I'm going to apologize to you.
Tim's crying.
So happy. It was so funny. A special Andor episode of Bounty Buddies, which is live on your feed right now. Not if you're listening to Twitch. But we go through Andor, me, Jennifer, and Pat Edwards. Andor was good, turns out.
It was. I enjoyed it. You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. And I think we said this last week, but Tim and I have launched our Patreon to support Ooh. Tribulation Farce because we finished the first book of Left Behind. And we're going to do some more fun stuff. And I know we're definitely going to watch a horrible Christmas movie fairly soon. I think we're going to do it as like a movie night.
Right. Because it's Discord. Not just a Tribulation Farce.
Yes.
Patreon. That being said, Tribulation Farce is such our love baby.
Yes.
That things inherently are going to, you know,
be a little be focused connected. On that, but yeah. There'll be other stuff.
Exactly.
Too. So yeah, check us out. We're patreon.com/contenthole.
Technically, the Andor episode of Bounty Buddies is sponsored by
yes.
patreon.com/contenthole because we wouldn't have done it without the boot in our bottom.
Yeah, the boot on my neck.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. You can follow the link in my bio to my Linktree that has all of the fun sites. This month is 2 years on the OnlyFans. Wild.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
It's been wild. So I'm going to have fun stuff over on that page. And yeah. Cthulhu and Friends will be finishing out, I believe, this month, maybe end of the month for this season.
Cool.
Sweet. You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me at Game Crimes Pod or over on twitch.tv/GameCrimes after the D&D podcast stream. We're going to be playing some of the weird Konami Rebirth games like Gradius Rebirth, Castlevania Rebirth, and Contra Rebirth, which were only released on the Wii digitally.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, yep, that'll be in about 30 minutes.
I forgot the Wii existed the other day.
Yeah, it's hard to remember now, but it used to be such a big deal.
Yeah, because the new Pokemon looks like shit that I was like, there had to have been something between the GameCube, right?
Yeah, the Wii U.
Fucking love my Wii U. I've been playing it like a lot this week.
Wow.
You're such a freak. A deviant.
I've been using it to play a GameCube game.
Wow. I hate you.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.